A song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lo. Hello, wrestling fans. This is Lanny Poffo. I just got back from karaoke. And Jeff Dougherty, do you have any insulting remarks?
Well, I've heard you sing, and anybody that's just heard you sing, I'm sure can come up with all the insulting remarks that need to be come up with. You don't need me for that.
Well, we don't need you for that. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a very short show today. I want you to hang up, and I'm going to keep talking. Anyway,
Is that any way to treat a man on his birthday? Well, after his birthday, but, you know.
Yes, tell me, how did you get to be 39?
Well, clean living. Well, except for some foods that aren't quite so healthy, but, you know, never smoked in my life, never did any drugs in my life. I don't do very little drinking, actually, you know, beer here and there, but that's about it, and circled myself with a fine circle of friends and, you know, good family, and that's about it, you know, living a good life. That's about the best way to do it.
Oh, rumor has it that you were dating Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, God, you couldn't pay me enough to date her. No. Won't even go there.
You know I would never pay you to date her.
Well, you wouldn't pay anybody to do anything. So that's, you know, we know about you. You couldn't even tip a canoe. You're that cheap, so.
Hey, wait a minute now. What's the difference between a Canadian and a canoe?
Not sure. Why don't you tell me?
Well, eventually a canoe will tip.
Oh, listen to you. Well, it's a good thing I'm American and not Canadian then, I guess, huh? Then that won't be directly...
I was going to say duck, duck, so.
Well, see, it's kind of an interesting situation, though, because you're a Canadian-born American, and I'm an American-born, well, sort of Canadian. I have dual citizenship, but I consider myself American, so how does that work out? Like, if you're born in Canada, are you not Canadian?
I'm not sure how that works. Oh. I know there's a lot of red tape. And
yeah.
It took my parents a lot of unnecessary crapola, you know, and...
So do you have dual citizenship, or are you just completely American citizen?
I'm a Canadian-born American citizen.
Okay, so you have citizenship in Canada, too? I have dual citizenship. I'm a citizen of both. I can go to the States or Canada and work or vote or enjoy all the wonderful rights, freedoms, and privileges of both wonderful countries. How about you? Maybe we better not talk about that in case you have to come across the border.
Yes, I'd like to be able to come across the border sometime.
Yes, exactly. We like to have you up here in Canada once in a while.
Can I just say this? In January, I think January 22nd or something like that, 2009, I was invited to speak. Wendell Clark was there. Do you know who that is?
Former Toronto Maple Leafs. Great.
Yes. Wendell Clark. Let me see. I've got it framed and mounted on my wall here. I was Sherry Bassett. Do you know that?
No, not familiar.
Cheryl Pounder, Olympic gold medalist in hockey. Scott Stafford, 19-year-old boy then, born with one arm only, and he's a professional hockey player.
Okay.
Jason DeVos, soccer player. Megan Muscat, she was in the Paralyzed Olympics. Dave Hempstead, he's the voice of the Toronto Blue Jays in the radio.
Okay.
And then Ray Scapinello.
Sounds
he's
like
in the Hall of Fame.
NHL referee? NHL referee,
yes.
Or linesman?
Yes.
I recognize that name, yes.
Terry Evanson, he's a Canadian pro football player. And Jerry Howarth. No, wait a minute. Jerry Howarth, he's the voice of the Toronto Blue Jays on the radio. Dave Hempstead is a comedian.
Now, when you said the guy was the Canadian football player, does that mean he played in the CFL or he was a Canadian who played in the NFL?
He's a Canadian CFL player.
Oh, well, see, you know, we don't consider CFL football up here, so. Well, I guess the Canadians do, but I'm an American, so I really don't consider it football. But. Oh, I'm a mean guy today, aren't I?
Oh, that's just, I'm just ashamed of you there, you know, because these people are actually making the cut. You know, they're actually competing.
Well, maybe I just figure maybe now that I'm 39, I'm making a heel turn or something, maybe. Heel turn in life.
Are you going to be the villain of the show?
I don't know if I could even do that. You know, I could probably try, but I'm such a nice person, it probably wouldn't even sound right if I tried to be the heel. I wouldn't make a very good villain. So those who are heels and villains and super heels in professional wrestling, I admire, because especially some of the people I've met who were super heels but are very, very nice people when I've met them, to be able to turn that on and be that kind of a character is quite amazing, because I don't know if I could do it. It'd be hard to keep a straight face when you're a nice person trying to be mean to people, and don't know if I'd have it in me. It's just not my nature.
Well, when I was a heel, I was never mean to people. I was only playing a role, and the moment that I was off camera, I would always be nice to the fans. And just the way it is, you know, because myself, I know what it's like to be cast athwart and to be spurned by Art Linkletter, the man that just passed away in his 90s. I said, "May I have your autograph, Mr. Linkletter?" He says, "Buzz off," but he didn't say buzz. And we don't work blue on this show, so if you say any vulgar words, we're going to have take two.
Apparently Art Linkletter says the darndest things.
Yes, he does. The darndest.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead. I have a story to tell after that, but you go ahead. Finish yours.
Well, I met Joey Votto that night. He's from Etobicoke, Ontario, which is a suburb of Toronto. And he is a star, all-star, Cincinnati Reds first baseman. And he has a OPS, which is on-base plus slugging this year, of over 1,000 percent, you know, which is... it's very complicated. They just add your on-base average plus your slugging percentage. He's number one in the National League.
Well, that's a man who can hit a baseball.
What's that?
That's a man who can hit a baseball.
Oh, he can hit.
He's also tied for the Major League lead in home runs, I do believe, too.
Yes, he's tied with Adam Dunn.
Very good.
But Adam Dunn is not what you call a complete player. He's not a fielder. He's just a hitter. But he's country strong, where Joey Votto has only made two errors this year. Now, what is this all leading up to? For all the fans that are not asleep yet, I'd like to say that I'm on the 17th of July, which is next Saturday, I'm flying into Cincinnati. I'm going to be met by my daughter and a friend of hers, and then we are going on to the Great American Ballpark to watch the Cincinnati Reds play the Colorado Rockies, and I hope I bring Joey Votto some good luck, because he's letting me sit in the diamond section.
The diamond section?
Oh my God, with Walt Jocketty and all the guys in the press, and it's going to be exciting. I'm very excited about it, and my daughter's thrilled because she's living right now in Frankfort, Kentucky, and that's in the fan base of the Cincinnati Reds. But enough about me. Tell me something, Jeff. What's going on in the world of wrestling?
Well, before I get into that, I did have something I wanted to bring up, because you were talking about Art Linkletter there for a moment. And, you know, he's an older, you know, everybody knows and loves Art Linkletter. And I ran into another celebrity yesterday on my birthday, actually, an old friend of yours, believe it or not.
Really? And who was that, pray tell?
Well, here in Prince Edward Island, I went downtown yesterday to the waterfront during my lunch break, and I had a little meet and greet with Mr. Regis Philbin from Live with Regis and Kelly. Now, anybody who's been on your website, geniuslannypapo.com, knows that you had a wonderful and terrific appearance on Regis' show back when you were being the genius with Mr. Perfect. And I ran into Regis yesterday, got my picture taken with him for my birthday. It was kind of my mission for the day, as he and Kelly are here to do four shows of live right here from Prince Edward Island, beginning Monday and running through Thursday. So it was kind of cool. We kind of got that in common, too. We both had an audience with Mr. Philbin. So, yeah, so that was one of the exciting things of my birthday. Quite impressive indeed. Very nice man, too.
Yeah, you know, of course, when I said, who, pray tell, is that, of course I knew, because you had sent me the JPEG of that.
Yeah.
And, that he took with you. He's an excellent fellow, Regis, and he was very, very nice to me. I was on his show once, But I met him like about 10 times. And once at WrestleMania 7, we spoke for like an hour. And because, you know, you get there early and you're kind of bored. So,
right.
Yeah, but, so he thought talking to the genius would be better than sitting by himself.
Well, maybe he learned a few things from the genius. So, but I was quite amazed that they were filming. They're just about to film a segment for the upcoming shows this week, and he was going to get down a ramp on the waterfront to the docks and go on a lobster boat tour out on the harbor in Charlottetown. And he trotted down that deck. He was actually almost kind of doing a sprint down this plank. And I didn't realize until afterwards, even after meeting him, I didn't realize that the man is almost 79 years old. I didn't realize he was that age because he moves like, you know, quite spry for a man his age. So I was quite impressed with Mr. Philbin's physical prowess there as he trotted down the plank to the boat. It was quite impressive.
Yes, he's an Irishman and he loves Notre Dame.
Oh, fantastic. Well, he and Kelly and Gelman have been all over the PEI for the last couple of days. It's been crazy. They're right down near where I work, and people are all over the place. We're on Twitter, my friends and us, and we're mentioning to each other, you know, where we see them, and so we can catch up with them and get some pictures. So, and I do believe I'm going into the show on Tuesday morning to be a member of the audience if all goes well. I'm on standby, so who knows, maybe they'll get in to see the show. So, but you did mention wrestling, and this is technically supposed to be a show about wrestling, so maybe we better talk about wrestling for a moment or two. What do you think?
Vaguely wrestling.
Yeah, so anyway, now we got all the celebrity gossip out of the way. Let's get into some wrestling. Interesting story I read. Actually, I'll read it to you right now. It's about a former WWE wrestler, a Hall of Famer, who's apparently having some health issues now, unfortunately, and I'll read you directly the story here. Quote, "Superstar Billy Graham's health has greatly worsened as the transplanted liver he received in 2002 has begun to fail," reports the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The WWE Hall of Famer recently underwent a series of tests at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona. Results showed an enlarged spleen and high blood pressure, particularly in the portal vein, which often stems from liver disease. Additionally, the former wrestling champion will be returning to the hospital to have the veins in his esophagus examined. When he nearly died in 2002, the veins in his esophagus ruptured, known as esophageal varices. He solely survived due to receiving a liver transplant back in 2002. So, unfortunately, Superstar is having some health issues again with his liver, and that's someone that I never got to meet. What's he like? Is he a good fellow? He always seemed to me like he'd be a nice guy, and you know, I always like to ask about these people, what they're like behind the scenes, so that's one person we've never had a chance to talk about. So, you know, what's Superstar Billy Graham like?
Well, I loved him, and everybody that ever met him actually loved the guy. He was very entertaining in the dressing room. He always gave the fans that bought tickets their money's worth, whether it was on interviews or in the ring or posing. You know, he was just an innovator in wrestling. He was, he either accused Dusty Rhodes or Dusty Rhodes accused him of stealing his interview, you know, and I don't know, but I think, if the truth be told, I think, Dusty shoplifted some of his persona from Thunderbolt Patterson, and that's a name that very few people know because he was an African-American wrestler and he was only confined to the Charlotte, North Carolina territory and Atlanta, and then kind of like got bamboozled out of the business because he was not politically favorable. Let me just give the poem that I wrote, if I could remember it, that I wrote about Superstar.
Sure.
No mercy in the desert in the Arizona sun. You either move, adapt, or burn away. But look at Billy Graham. His eyes are scorched with fire and the ravages of every single ray. His muscles, how they smolder. And when he turns on the heat, he just leaves the other wrestlers in the cold. And I respect the superstar because he's so authentic in a world where all that glitters is not gold. And he was so happy. He said, "Lenny, brother, that was a beautiful baby." Then he gave me that big hug, you know, and It meant a lot to me because he was a hero of mine. And unfortunately, and he'll admit himself, He took an abundance of steroids. And myself, when I was turning from Leaping Lanny to the Genius, for an 8-month period, I took steroids myself. And I was lucky enough, after my match with Hulk Hogan, I decided to pull that needle out. And I'm so glad I did. And for those of you that are listening, please don't ever put that needle in. You can't get away with it. And now, I got away with it, but Billy Graham is paying the price for his, what he'll admit is his own foolishness and his addictions. And but I love Billy Graham, and I ask all the fans to pray for him. This was, is a excellent first-class individual. He's definitely deserving of that WWE Hall of Fame. He was world champion. He held the belt with honor, and he entertained many people, and it put his life in danger. That's just the way it is.
Exactly, yeah. He was actually, I didn't get to meet him, but he was actually a commentator alongside, I believe it was Sean Mooney and Lord Alfred Hayes at the Boston Garden, the first time I ever went to a live WWF event back when I was just, it was for my 17th birthday, actually, so... it would have been 86, I believe it was. And he was at ringside, so I got to see him, but never got to meet him. So, but he was quite a colorful individual, and you know, hopefully your thoughts and prayers are with Superstar, and hopefully he'll be able to get fixed up and back to good health before long. So.
Well, but from what you're reading, you know, I don't see how.
Exactly.
Because the liver is... very important, so is your esophagus. As a matter of fact, all the body works in synergy, and from what I know, that is a horrible prognosis you just read, and I just feel awful about it. And, you know, no matter, even if he does have some time left, it's not going to be good years, not with what you read.
No.
And, you know, I'm not a real genius. I'm a high school graduate, but I played one on TV. Okay, so
did a fine job of it.
And about the Boston Garden. The Boston Garden is a place where history is made. The glory of the Celtics and the Bruins shall not fade. I hear they want to tear it down, but that would be a crime. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne. You see the banners hanging from the rafters up above. Bostonians still look upon these artifacts with love. My name is Lanny Poffo, and I'm very proud to say, I've been to Boston Garden, Massachusetts, USA. I'd like to say one more thing. If you go on jeffdock.com, did I say it right?
You did. That will be my website, jeffdock.com.
Well, I made a little video for your birthday, and it's up there. So I would invite all the fans to go on jeffdock.com and have a look at, because I only met you that one time. And we became friends, and you did me a favor. There was this girl that I met in the summer of 1978 in Prince Edward Island. I'm not going to say her name in case she's very embarrassed that some guy, oversensitive boy with a bad complexion, fell in love with her. You know, we got, of course, out of touch. I came back 5 years later. I didn't see hide nor hair of her. And then... You know, I met you, and I said, where are you from? Montague, do you know where Wood Island is? And you said, yes. And I said, I gave you all the data, and you sleuthed her out for me. And I just, I know it's a needle in a haystack. You know, I didn't know if she was alive or dead or nothing. But I cannot tell you how much I appreciated that, and we did get back together. And she's a lovely person, and we're still friends, and I hope someday we all get together.
Well, exactly. It's funny, too, like, you know, we've talked about before how, you know, like they say, fate works or how different things come about, but even just, you know, my meeting you almost didn't happen as I had been pretty sick all week with a bad flu, and I wanted to go badly. Where you were wrestling in Summerside is about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from here, but anybody who knows me knows that if there's a wrestling show within, you know, about a 4 or 5 hour radius, I'll be there if I can. So all week, my mother had wanted to go as well, too, because she used to